Welcome to Kicking It With Mike, the podcast where we dive into the incredible stories behind the athletes who have gone through thick and thin to get where they are today. I'm your host, Michael Taylor, and every week we'll explore the highs, lows, and the defining moments that shape these champions. From overcoming adversity to chasing greatness, this is where the journey beyond the game comes to life. On today's episode, I'm beyond excited to share the story of someone who has not only shaped my career, but has also inspired me in so many ways, my personal kicking coach and mentor, Nick Gatto. I've had the privilege of working with Nick for several years now, and today we'll take a deep dive into the trials, tribulations, and defining moments that have shaped his life as well as his career. From overcoming setbacks to seizing opportunities, Nick has a wealth of knowledge and life lessons to share. We'll explore how he navigated the hard times, turned challenges into stepping stones, and foregoed his path to success. This episode offers a glimpse into the life of a professional athlete, specifically a kicker, and the grit, passion, and perseverance it takes to chase dreams and achieve greatness. Coach Gatto is a man who has accomplished so much throughout his life, while having to deal with many setbacks even from birth. Nick Gatto was born with only one arm, and to further add to that, a severe stutter problem. Though he was born having to deal with these struggles from the get-go, he learned how to fight back and work his way through life, not letting adversity get in the way of his dreams and goals that he has set for himself. This is the amazing story of how Nick Gatto went from a kid facing many challenges, who many people doubted, to a man who accomplished the unthinkable, earning a Division I scholarship to Arkansas State and making his way to the pros where he would dominate for years to come.
What inspired you to pursue the path that you have taken throughout your life?
Oh boy. Talking to my parents over the years, and I always had a football in my hand, according to them. I can recall seeing pictures of me at the age of two or three, and I had my little football on my tee. Then growing up, of course, playing all the sports that I tried, football, basketball, baseball, soccer, but really didn't realize I could kick a football really well until about my sophomore year of high school. And that's when I ended up kind of quitting soccer and pursuing, the football thing full time. I didn't really know that I was going to become a kicker till, go as far as I thought I could till I, started seeing some success and ultimately, got good enough to where a college wanted me, and the rest is history, honestly. So it started at a young age, but, just over the years, playing different sports, figuring out which ones I loved, which ones I didn't, kind of helped me push me in the direction of what I pursued, and then ultimately where I am now.
What are some pivotal moments from when you were younger that altered the path of your life?
One I always like to talk about is everybody's always fascinated by how I tie my shoes. And, when I kind of travel the country and give talks, is I remember the day that my father made me tie my own shoe. And I was a kid, and I used to put my shoe on and used to walk over to him and throw my shoe up in his lap, and he'd usually tie it, but one day he knocked it down and I didn't quite understand it, and then I put it back up in his lap again and he knocked it down. He said, "You want to go play football today?" Or I don't remember what sport it was, it could have been soccer or something. He goes, you need to figure out how to tie your own shoe. And that was sort of like a pivotal moment of, okay, I got to figure this out if I want to continue doing this sport, today. And that was sort of a big pivotal moment, but then there's multiple ones over the years, from learning how to bench press in the weight room to, figuring out that, holy crap, a school wants me, to go play college ball and they're willing to pay for it. Or, I found out years later when I went from Lynn Junior College to Arkansas State, was the coach who recruited me walked in the locker room and saw me bench pressing during lifting hour, and he walked outside and he said that he called his head coach and said, "If we don't sign this kid, were stupid. Like, I bet my career on them. And, you know, that was sort of a blessing. But who it was from was even a better thing. And it actually came from Mike Tomlin, who was the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers currently, but he was a coach at Arkansas State at the time.
Throughout your journey through high school, college, and professional ball, when times, you know, ended up getting a little bit hard, what helped you keep up with your goals and strive for success?
Yeah, that's a good question. What I always relate to is sort of how my life was my entire life, you know, is I was always doubted, you know, told you have one arm, you stutter, you're never going to accomplish anything. And, you know, there was a lot of self-doubt on coming from myself because of all the negativity that was always thrown at me. But it was also just a really, I guess, driving force when I would feel that I would get in a rut or I'd get down or people were, you know, really starting to, you know, come at me, you know, is that I just sort of resorted back to like nothing breaks you. Like, you have to pursue this. You have to continue to push. There's a lot of people that look up to you and those who are expecting you to succeed and that you need to succeed, and you can't settle, and you always got to put in twice as much and just go do that. And it's sort of just taking kind of like my fuel from over the years of all the people always saying that you were never going to amount to anything, and sort of using that when it came time to actually having to, you know, push myself to just continue to keep chasing it or to continue playing.
All right. So, you know, with that, yeah, did your life go, you know, the way you expected it to? And if not, how did you expect it to go, and what went wrong or what went different than expected?
You know, we all have a dream. We all have what we truly want and what we want to achieve. But in reality, and you and I know this, is that our path is already laid. You know, would have loved to have kicked in the NFL, but that wasn't a part of my plan. Like, that was one of my goals, was I wanted to kick in NRG Stadium. I never got to, but my life in the Arena League was absolutely amazing. You know, and really enjoyed every moment of it. And, you know, did it go how I wanted it to? No. But did it go how it should have? Absolutely. And I made some great friends, and I made some great connections over the years, and still have a lot of really good friends who I know and love and talk to, and couldn't have asked for anything better.
All right. So one last question here to just end off this interview is,
yeah,
what do you hope your life story will inspire others to do in their life?
Never give up. You know, you may not get what you want right away, and it may come harder to others and easier to others, but it's about doing what you know you need to and just putting in the work and the effort, and that it's going to be worth it in the end when you reach that goal of what you want.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me on this interview today, Mr. Gatto.
Thank you.
Some major things that we can take away from the wise words of Nick Gatto is to be patient throughout your life, most importantly, and do not worry too much. As he mentioned, our lives are already laid out for us, even if we do not know that. And it is important that we find our purpose in life, strive for what we want, and stick to it without giving up when times get tough. Coach Gatto is a prime example of why you should never give up, because if he can make it through life and accomplish outstanding goals while facing massive challenges, why can't you? Thank you all for joining me on today's episode of Kicking It with Mike, and make sure you check back weekly for new episodes about your favorite athletes and their journeys throughout life.